send it up on high, hallelujah, and have your captivity captive, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph, hallelujah. Dearly beloved in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Today we commemorate and celebrate the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ with loud hallelujah to our God. We sing hallelujah, praise God for his mighty deeds. We rejoice as we ponder the message of his joy that our Lord hath ascended into heaven and has confirmed our faith, has bestowed upon us a great commission, and has promised us the comfort of his abiding presence. As we commemorate and celebrate the ascension of our Lord, let us join our hearts and minds together to contemplate the significance of this event for us and for all Christians, an event described with such simplicity by St. Luke the Evangelist in the opening verses of the Acts of the Apostles. Did you recall that we sang those three verses of a hymn of glory? And when he had spoken these things while they wept, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by in right apparel, and also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. These words in the epistle lesson appointed for this day transport us in our imagination back to that day when Jesus, having been with his disciples for 40 days after his resurrection, led them across the brook Kidron, up the Mount of Olives, was teaching them, blessing them, and he disappeared. He ascended into heaven. He disappeared. He went home to his Father. And a simple yet awesome event. A simple yet awesome message is that message of the ascension. Christ Jesus our Lord, who has led captivity captive, has redeemed God's people. He has completed his work. He has ascended to his Father, entrusting to us the proclamation of his work to all nations. As we celebrate and as we commemorate this event, if we ponder this message of the scripture, we do well to remember that the ascension of our Lord is a confirmation of his work, of his divine sonship, and of our faith in him and in his reconciliation. The event of the prayer on the Mount of Olives is the last earthly act of Jesus our Lord. It confirms his ministry. It confirms that this was truly God's Son, very God of very God, the anointed one of God, his only begotten Son, the Savior of the world. His coming had been foretold by the prophet. He, his birth, the conception, was announced by angels. His birth was announced by angels. His resurrection was announced by angels. Now has angels come from heaven to announce once again that this is an act of God. Heavenly messengers appeared to declare the significance of this event to the disciples there and to the disciples gathered here now in this place, so that we might trust in him, the ever-living. So even as the ascension confirmed the work of Christ, so it confirms powerfully our trust and confidence in him, strengthening us to do the work he calls us to do. For the ascension also commemorates and teaches us that Christ Jesus our Lord has commission recorded in the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatever I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you, even unto the end of the earth. To be a disciple, to be a Christian, means to be committed to this great commission, to be missionaries to the whole world. It is the message of the Ascension. It has particular meaning and significance for us gathered now in this place at this time. We have been called by God to discipleship, to carry on the work of teaching and of preaching and of living the Word of God. And we can be confident that this work will prosper according to God's will. For the message of the Ascension is also the message of great comfort, as we seek to fulfill our faith and hope, as we seek to fulfill the commission our Lord has laid upon us, we can be certain that He is with us. His promise is sure, it is certain. Wherever two or three are gathered in His name, there will He be. Wherever His word is preached faithfully and fully and purely, there will He be. Wherever the sacraments are rightly administered, there will He be. He is with us. He will strengthen us. He will preserve us. He will keep us until His coming again. For He will come again. This is the great message of Ascension, that in due time and season, Jesus will come again. This very same Jesus who was known by the cross will descend from heaven even as He ascended, to bring unto us the full and great and final consummation of our faith, to bring to fruition His great commission, to bring us to Him, who is the full comfort of God. Therefore, let us shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Let us sing hallelujah, praise God. Let us indeed praise God by trusting in our ascended Lord, by seeking to fulfill His good power and presence, the commission He has laid upon us. And let us take hold, holding fast to that comfort of His presence that He has promised us. Amen. Let us take